Welcome everybody to today's Success Circle Q&A call. I want to welcome all of the new Success Circle Elite members as well as the select members to this call. The purpose of the Q&A call is to get any questions that you have answered. Remember to send them ahead of time to info@accelerateassociates.com. That's EXCELERATE Associates.com, and we'll get your question answered and in the queue. You can also come on live, but do let us know ahead of time that you want to ask your question live. It also helps that we can I can coach you through and ask you some follow-up questions, so it's actually preferable if you can come on to the call live. But if you miss it, I know a lot of you have very, very busy schedules because you've got your systems on autopilot, and sometimes you're not able to make the calls. That's okay. We keep them, we record them and keep them in the audio library of the Success Circle. So you can find actually all past Q&A calls there as well, and the questions that were asked and the answers provided, and you can also find the Business Accelerator calls. Those are the high-content calls that we give the second Tuesday of each month, and of course, the next one is scheduled for Tuesday, February 14th. Again, you can find all of the calls and the call-in information available in the announcements section of the Success Circle, so I highly recommend that you tap into that at least once a week to see what's new and what's upcoming. I just also want to remind everyone of some of the upcoming events. Remember, you can catch the replay of the free training call that I did the other, last week, I believe, last week Thursday, which is Double Your Income, Making 2012 Your Best Year Ever. And that is, you can get the link and everything and register for that call to get the replay at accelerateassociates.com/events. So just go there to come to and register for any event. Also want to let you know that Wednesday, February 15th, if you are in the Michigan area, I will be speaking on how to seal the deal 98% of the time, sponsored by the Downriver Community Federal Credit Union. So you can register, again, you can register online by just going to our main site, accelerateassociates.com, under events, and you can get more information about that. So would love to have you there, and of course, I just want to remind everybody about we officially opened registration for the Entrepreneurial Edge System 3-day intensive, which is happening April 26th through the 28th in Michigan at Davenport University, which is one of our sponsors, actually one of six sponsors that we have, including Referral Institute of Michigan, Evolutionary Business Council, Marketing Monsoon, Ready, Set, Mail. And so just our wonderful sponsor and the Michigan Business and Professional Association, who are also sponsoring that event. And, of course, the Entrepreneurial Edge System is a 3-day intensive that I do every year where I show entrepreneurs how to automatically bring in pre-qualified prospects and turn them into invested clients. And so we also show you how to bring in recurring passive and leveraged income. So it's the event. And I highly recommend, if you have not yet registered, to please do register. And again, that all the information about that event is discussed on the training call that we did last week that you can get the replay of on the Double Your Income, Making 2012 Your Best Year Ever. So you can get the information at the end of that call about the 3-day intensive and the registration. So make sure that you do join us this year. It's going to be absolutely fabulous. And it's not where you have a host of speakers and you're pitched the whole time. This is pure content, and when I do bring in a guest speaker, it's for the evening time, and they also give you some tremendous content, and I'm bringing out a 3-time best-selling international author by the name of Teresa de Grobois, who's going to be at that event. She's absolutely fabulous, teaching people about word-of-mouth marketing. So it fits in really nicely, and I make sure that I have speakers there that that add value to what people are already learning for 3 days. So So let's get started, and that's it for the announcement. And again, today's Q&A call is to answer any questions. I've already gotten questions answered. If we do have time, I will take us off presentation mode and conversation mode so that you can ask your question if we do have time at the end. So the first question that came in is from Marie. She's interested in getting funding for their business. Thanks, Marie, for sending in your question. There are several ways to get information about funding for your business. I addressed this not only on my blog. In an earlier blog, you might have to, it's on my website at accelerateassociates.com, but also as a member of the Success Circle. If you go into the document library of the Success Circle, you're going to find all past articles. In there, I did one specifically about getting funding. One of the resources, and I interviewed several banking folks and who gave some really great content and resources, and also the MEDC. And if you just Google MEDC, you'll get it. And they're also a source to define what kind of funding. Do you need angel investors? It really depends on your business. There's a lot of different programs out there. So you can also go to your state's government. So if you're in Michigan, it's Michigan.gov, whatever your state government is. And they also have information about different small business programs and loans. So I'd recommend that those couple of resources for you to find funding for your business. There's another article that I also did called Creating Cash Flow is Easier Than You Think. And that's not only on the blog, that's in the document library, the Success Circle. And it literally illustrates different ways that you can create cash flow for your business. Now, a lot of people think that you need funding. I need funding. Well, depending on your business, you may be able to generate your own cash flow by different types of programs that you develop. Now, if you're already registered or you have the self-study program for the Entrepreneurial Edge System, you're probably already working through all the ways that we cover to go through and how to leverage your business and how to bring in continuous cash flow. But if you read some of those resources, that'll get you started. And remember that we can also discuss any further ones specific to your business on your laser coaching call if you are an elite member. So Marie, I think those resources will get you started, and I think those are going to help you determine which funding is best for your business. So thanks for sending in that question. The next question, how do I start and keep continuing to work? Raju, thanks for your question. A lot of times I get questions about how do I get that continuous flow of prospects and work into my business. And this is actually something that I have gone through in a couple of the past the business accelerator calls. Again, just go in the audio library and you can pick and choose which ones you want to listen to and download. But so you have a couple couple points that I want to make here relative to your question, Raju. The first one is around continuous cash flow. I think a reason a lot of times businesses struggle, at least when they're first getting started, is that they don't have that recurring income. So I would challenge you to think about some of those ways that you can bring recurring income into your business. Now, for some people, it is a continuity program. So as you think through how you work with your clients, think of what is the next step your client will take. So for example, a lot of trainers think, they get so busy with bringing in clients and having them at their events, they forget about where they're taking them. So if you have a client that comes to your event, and they get really great content, that's wonderful, but what's the next step they're going to take? And so when you think about that in terms of the flow and the process, you can think about other programs and even ask them, well, what kind of programs are you looking for? Now, the best part of asking your clients about what kind of programs or services they're looking for is you don't have to guess. It takes the guesswork out of thinking about what it is they're going to want, you're going to know because they're going to tell you. So as you so think about where are you taking your clients, and then what is the next step that they're going to want to take. And with that, you can also look at different ways they can work with you. Now, this is something I covered in my free training call, Double Your Income, Making 2012 Your Best Year Ever, is a lot of times people stop with that yes or no and go option. They only have one stream of income. Okay, now, for some of you, if you have a consulting practice, you only have proposals that you do, and it's only one way that people work with you. But continuity programs like different membership programs can also bring in that recurring income and cash flow that you so need. So there's many, many different ways that we're going to cover on the three-day intensive. But take a look, Raju. I've done a past high-content business accelerator call that you can tap into in the audio library. So there's a lot more, and also, if you haven't listened yet to the Double Your Income Making 2012 Your Best Year Ever, I give a lot of great ideas on there about how to continuously continue to work with your clients. So thanks for sending in that question. I also, the other piece of the answer to this is, too, like, take a look at your marketing. Many times the reason why you have these ebbs and flows in the work is because the marketing is not consistent. And I feel like a broken record sometimes, but I keep telling people, you know, the reason why many of my clients that came up to me around December that said, oh my gosh, I've never been this busy. And just remarked how usually the holidays and the end of the year are so slow for them, but because they put their marketing on autopilot, because it was out there consistently, they found that their December was actually more busy this year than in previous years, and their work that they did with clients was consistent. And again, that's all because of the automation and consistently and strategically the way they've approached their marketing. So I would encourage you to take a look, and this is a perfect opportunity to get 12 months in front of you. Take a calendar, lay out the 12 months, and determine when you're going to do your marketing, what kind of marketing you're going to do, how does it coincide with each of your events or your services. So, for example, some businesses that are probably on this call today are thinking, well, you know, mine is really event-based. Well, it could be event-based, like florists, for example. You know, their marketing tends to be more event-based, so Valentine's Day is coming up in February. So it's not too soon for them to start planting seeds about February and February 14th. So, again, when you have your calendar in front of you and you know your events that you have scheduled throughout the year, it's a lot easier to plan out strategically where you're going to market, how often you're going to market, and then people see you on a regular, consistent basis with these same messages, you're going to get noticed and continuously fill that prospect pipeline. So that's kind of as you work through the Entrepreneurial Edge self-study program, as you're going to find more information there. So keep working through that program, and that gives you some ideas and resources. The next question that we have is from Jamie. Okay, Jamie writes in, marketing and connecting with those. Oh, okay. The question is, how can I connect with those people who need what I offer? Jamie, that's a great question. Jamie is a coach, and I can't stress enough the change that has happened in a lot of my clients' lives in my own business when implementing your own lead generation system. That's really critical. And here's why. The marketplace has changed, and we're dealing with an educated consumer. So where do they go, for all intents and purposes, where do we all go now for information when we're seeking it? We go to the Internet. And when we go to the Internet, we put in certain keywords. Now, anybody's lead generation system should be based on some keywords that somebody that needs your services would be putting in. Now, they may not, you know, everybody says, well, you know, they put in my company's name. No, they're not going to be putting in your company name because they don't even know about you yet. So they only know that they have a problem or they have a struggle or, you know, a solution that they're looking for. So likely they're going to be putting in some keywords. Now, you can do some research on different types of analytical tools. Google Analytics is one of them that will help you determine what your ideal clients are actually putting in search engines. You'll be able to tell. Now, I give this example of chiropractor because pretty much people know what chiropractors do. So let's say you have a backache. Well, maybe you're just looking for, you know, you don't even know you need a chiropractor. So if I'm in the Ann Arbor area and I'm in Michigan, I might put in there relieve back pain, Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I don't even know, you know, what the solution is yet. I don't know that I need to see a chiropractor. But that's what I'm going to put in a search engine, maybe. And then when they get the search, you want to be on that top level search. So as a chiropractor, if I was in Ann Arbor, I'm going to want to put those, find out if people are putting lower back pain, especially if I specialize in that. And when I do, because I have article marketing, because I've consistently marketed on social media, I put key buzzwords about relieving lower back pain, I've written articles about it, and because of that, people find me. And they even might even find my lead generation system that says relievelowerbackpain.com. And when they get there, that lead generation system has, you know, information that is going to be relative to the person who's putting in lower back pain. And maybe you have a downloadable audio or an ebook that shows exercises where people can actually do those exercises and help alleviate or relieve their back pain. And that's kind of your first introduction to them. But they're so compelled by that ebook and your marketing message is so on point to their problem, they want to give you their name and email address. And when they do, you get that information, and you also ask them, hey, you know, what's your biggest frustration or struggle right now? And I put relieving my lower back pain. Then you give them a really great ebook, but you also give their information so that you can now continuously market to them and provide value and cultivate that relationship along the way. So that when they're ready, when it's intolerable, you know, that they can't take it anymore, you are top of mind. So it's actually reversing the sales process at this point, and they choose you instead of you chasing them. Instead, what happens is now you give them continuous value, and they connect with you. Now, so Jamie, my advice to you is this: make sure that you really know your preferred client profile, the demographics, the geographics, and the psychographics. So the demographics, where do you want, demographically, what do they fall into? Is it a certain company? Is it a certain type of person that you work with? Now, Jamie, I know that you're a coach, so, you know, in looking at the demographics, are there a certain age range, income level that you work with in coaching? Or do you provide that to companies? do you work with corporations? So you've got to be very clear on who you work with. So that's important to understand. Remember, be exact to attract that ideal client. Geographics, geographically, where would you work with somebody? And so that has to be clear, especially if you're going to use a lead generation system. And then, of course, the psychographics. What are the preferred, the likability factors that you like to work with? What are those? What do they look like? What kind of people do you like to work with? And so that when you do have your lead generation system, that it's very clear they opt in, and instead of you chasing them, you're bringing them through an experience. You have an experience, your credibility along the way, so that when they're ready to move, when they're ready to engage your services, you're going to be the top of mind person. So that's really how you connect. That's one way to connect with people that have a need and that need your services. But first, you've got to understand who they are. Because once you do, then you're going to understand what blogs they read, where they hang out, how you can get in front of them in large numbers. But until you do that work, that's going to be very, very difficult to do, because you're going to have hit and miss strategies, or what I call bits and pieces approach. There's going to be bits and pieces rather than being able to, being very targeted. So it's really, you must be clear first on who it is, the geographics, the demographics, geographics, and the psychographics. And when you do, you can put that all in your lead generation system, send them through your lead generation system. So everything actually should go through your lead generation system. Remember, a website plays a much less central role than it did just a few years ago. Your lead generation system is really the way to go. The website, your corporate website, is a vehicle. It gives them more information, but you first want to get them into your system through your lead generation system. Now, I've also had this question asked, can you incorporate your lead generation system on your corporate website? The short answer is absolutely, because somebody might find your corporate website first. And you want to have a way for them to opt in and get and give you permission to market to them. So, Jamie, I hope I've answered your question. And let's see. We'll go to Trudy. I kind of answered this question earlier, how to actually, there's a couple questions here. Trudy and Jennifer both have very similar questions. The first one is, I'm spending too much money to get started without the money coming in regularly. How can I change that? And the other question is, my biggest struggle is cash flow. How can I change that? So so we have a lot of questions around continuous cash flow. Remember, this is something that we cover in the systematizing and monetizing your business in the Entrepreneurial Edge system. And it all funnels through, from knowing who your preferred client is and getting very clear on that, what blogs they read, where they hang out, how you can get in front of them in large numbers, to systematizing and monetizing your business, to executing your business blueprint. And those are the three steps in the Entrepreneurial Edge system. And the reason a lot of times that people aren't getting that cash flow, again, is simply because they're not really targeted. So many people are trying to cast that wide net, trying to be everything to everyone. You end up being nothing to no one. And here's why, because you're trying to catch such a wide net that even your referral partners don't know who to refer you to. So the very, very first step would be to get very, very clear on who it is you're working with. When you understand who it is you're working with, then you can get them in your lead generation system and start getting market data from them on in terms of what it is that they need, especially people that are going to be your preferred prospects. And when you do, you can set up different types of cash flow and find out what it is they truly want. And when you do, you're going to bring in that cash flow because they're going to want to purchase what it is that you have because they've essentially have told you, this is what I need. So you are going to learn more about that at the 3-day. There's also some resources about leveraging your business. We also have that in the audio library. And if you haven't been through the high content, the business accelerator calls in the library yet, of the audio library of the Success Circle, I really, really recommend that you go through that because I've given a lot of really great content in how to bring in cash flow, how to leverage your business. We've done different business accelerator calls answering some of these questions. So I would encourage you to go there too. Let's go to the next question here. So those resources are available to you, by the way. So make sure that you tap into them. Okay, the next question that we have is, okay, Al has a question about developing qualified leads, retaining leads, and also helping people understand the value of custom-made products. Okay, so Al has a custom-made product business. Al, thank you for sending in. If you're on the call live, I know you said you wouldn't be able to make it, but thanks for sending in to in your question. My first question, Al, to you would be understanding the value of custom-made products. So the question then becomes, you have a preferred client who is, you have a product, rather, that is custom-made. I think it was shelving, if I wasn't mistaken. And so if you have custom-made product shelving, there's a certain type of consumer who's going to want that, your preferred client. But they're a certain kind of consumer, and they're a consumer who is going to have disposable income. They're likely going to understand the value of a custom-made product. Especially if you have custom carpentry or custom closets, that's a certain kind of consumer. So the question then is, where does that type of consumer hang out? What do they read? You know, a lot of people, I get this too with financial advisors, they are interested in getting to individuals that have a high net worth. My question is, you know, they buy certain types of toys. They have a certain level at which they're purchasing. So your challenge is to find out what is it that they read? Where are they hanging out? And then inserting your message in front of them. Also, you can also capture it through lead generation. Find out what people are putting into search engines that land on custom-made shelving or closets. What are they looking for specifically, and what are they putting in the search engines? When you do, they're going to automatically come through your lead generation system anyway. So that's one way to develop qualified leads and retain the leads. And you can retain the leads because if you are if you're creating custom shelving or something of that nature, think about all of the ways you can continuously add value. How to organize them. They're going to want to know, how do I best organize with this product? So whether you give them tips on organizational tips each week, keep them engaged through that whole process. So when they're ready to purchase more, they come to you. Or maybe they move and they you know, you've got a repeat customer there. So that might also be something that you're interested in doing is continuously keeping in touch with them. Now, speaking of keeping in touch, I also have a lot of articles and ways to keep in touch. We've also done a business accelerator call on keeping in touch. So for those of you who do want more information in AIL, there's a business accelerator calls in the audio library on that, so you can catch it there. All right, the next question is, how do I get my business to the next level? There's a lot of my clients that I work with, so Stu, thanks for sending that in, that I work with that are trying to get their business to the next level, whether that next level is a six-figure income, a seven-figure income. It really it depends what you already have in your business in terms of getting your business to the next level. For some of you, even though I say, okay, you've got to be exact to attract, because many of you are trying to cast a wide net, trying to be everything to everyone at first. But as you grow your business, there may be key points where you need to expand in a new market and in order to get that business up to the next level. The other piece of this is some of you also may need to just leverage your business more. What do I mean by that? Leveraging your business doesn't necessarily mean hiring more people, because some of you have gotten into business, but you don't want to get some of that overhead or have any additional overhead. But leveraging your business means different things. It could mean getting looking at an additional stream of income, different types of income. So maybe if you've been providing services, the way that you can provide another level or another income stream is through different types of products that you can develop. And these are maybe downloadable products, could be tangible products. These are all different ways that that you can bring in different revenue streams. So, in terms of that, getting your business to the next level, those are just some ways that you can bring in additional revenue. There's also times where you need, in order to get your business to the next level, you need to delegate some of what you're currently doing in order to do that. So that as you plan out your strategy, you might find, hey, I need to do something different here. I need to, get a virtual assistant or, you know, pay somebody else to do that and get your business to the next level, because you're no longer doing the routine, repetitive stuff. Rather, you've outsourced that and now can spend more time in generating, you know, marketing and getting that next new client. So think about, in terms of getting your business to the next level, think about what you can also delegate or outsource and shift the way you work in order to get your business to that next level. So I hope those tips help, Stu. And let's go on to the next question that we have. We've got a lot of really great questions, so thank you so much for sending them in. And let's see. Another question about how do I decide how much to charge for my programs? This is a wonderful question. We did an accelerator call in on this specific topic. It's a full hour. You'll find it in the audio library. You want to check that out. I think it's under Systematize and Monetize. We've got them separated out, but I think we put that one under Systematize and Monetize. There's a lot of factors that go into what you should charge for your services. You can look at your competitors, but be very cautious in looking at your competitors, because you very well may offer something they don't, which would dramatically change the pricing for a product or even for a service. So I mean, I think that's good to keep a pulse on what the market can bear as well as what your competitors are charging. But when you're doing a comparison, be very careful about that. Some people do, there's different types of ways to test the market too. Depending on what your product or service is, giving a free trial and to see what value that people are placing on it. So there's different ways to approach that. We go through that in the Business Accelerator call, as I said, that we have in the audio library. So you can get all that information in there. I've got given some really great ways to think about what to charge. There's hidden costs too. So depending on if you have a hard product or a service, there's going to be some hidden charges. For example, if you I don't know if you allow people on payment programs, for example, there's a hidden expense to that, right? Because you're not collecting all at once. So if you're not collecting all at once, do you charge a higher rate for people that pay in installments? So what are all of those factors that are going into your building your product or service before you put it out to market? And again, we go through that in that Business Accelerator call. Also, think about how you're developing your products and services, especially when developing products. And I want to talk to, consultants, coaches, even chiropractors who even trainers. Think about when you're going to market, are you developing programs based upon what you think your market wants, or are you developing programs that you know that they want? And therefore filling that and fulfilling that need that they have. Because if you're trying to spend a lot of energy, time, and resources into building a product that you think they want, it may not be exactly what they do want. Versus if you ask them first, maybe through your lead generation, or maybe do a survey, find out what they do want, and then build the product and then market it because that's what they've asked for, using their words. I'm looking for this. I want to relieve this. I want to. So then you use that in your marketing. They're going to buy your products and services. And pricing generally doesn't matter because you're fulfilling their need. They see the value in that. And so those are some really quick tips. But again, you're going to find more information in the audio library on how to price your different products and services. I get this question a lot, so thanks so much for sending it in, Joy. I get stuck having problems getting focused. I cannot stress enough how important having a plan or having your business blueprint completed. I know for those of you who haven't yet gone through the Entrepreneurial Edge system, the blueprint is really, really key to keeping very focused in your business. And it's a culmination of the 3 days, but essentially we put a blueprint together. And if you think of it like a blueprint that you have for a house, each house before it's built has a built blueprint. Well, your business is really no different. Having something that you can refer to that gets out exactly what you're going to be doing the entire year and the goals that you've set and the metrics that you've set to measure performance throughout the year is really key. But it's part of that is to build that whole what is it that you're going to do in terms of marketing, your events, your products, your services, your networking, your education. What does that look like for the entire year? And when you do that, when you plan that out, and again, it can be as simple as having all of your your calendar out, for all 12 months, and then writing down what you have going for each month and planning that out. So that's a really great way and step one of staying focused. The other piece of this is depending on how you're hardwired, The reason you may not stay focused has a lot to do with your hardwiring. Now, people that have the shiny new penny syndrome, the folks that really are high dominant, you get you really like the next best idea. Here's where your blueprint comes in handy, because you're going to be able to go back to your blueprint, and if you get a shiny new penny, you're going to have to come back, you know, you'll come back to your blueprint and say, where does this fit in? And if it doesn't fit in, then you know, okay, we're not going to do that right now. And it's a decision point at that point. But your natural hardwiring, if you're not getting your natural motivators met, it's going to be very difficult for you to stay focused. So I do recommend that really look at how you're naturally wired and what impact that is having on your business. Likewise, people that are very extroverted, if you're not getting that extroversion met, if you don't have somebody to bounce ideas off of, I recommend that you set up a networking group where you do have the opportunity to bounce ideas off of other people. Could be informal, just an informal thing, but again, that oftentimes too, when people are setting up their own business, they need to make sure that they get those natural motivators met. And again, we'll do more of that at the 3-day, and of course, that's available in your self-study program. My struggle is the next question we have from Caroline, or Carolyn, I'm sorry, called or wrote in about having confidence not only in sales, but get people to return to their store more than once. So we've got a situation where there's a retail place and you need people to return. You know, a lot of people who have problems in sales, I want you to think about it in this way. Oftentimes they may feel, I had somebody come up to me at an event and say, you know, I don't have problems with a relationship. I don't have problems with cultivating that relationship, but I do have problems with asking for the sale. Now, if you've set up your systems right, if you've set up the lead generation, if you've cultivated that relationship by giving a lot of value, when you do meet with that person, it's not about you selling to them. It's more about consulting with them and being able to serve them in a very authentic way. But if you never offer them an opportunity to work with you, or never offer an opportunity, maybe you have a product or service that serves them, that helps them solve their problem, then it's actually doing an injustice to them. So you have an opportunity, you have almost a duty to make sure that they are aware that there is a solution to their problems. Because there are people up at night just, you know, praying or whatever they're doing, thinking about a solution to their problem, waiting for that solution, and you appear and you don't offer it to them. Well, that's just frustrating. I mean, imagine that you're, you know, up at night thinking, gee, I wish I knew somebody who, and somebody who appears and then doesn't tell you about the solution that you've been up at night, you know, dreaming about and, you know, been your ever that would solve your problem. This is not fair. So think of it in terms of you being able to serve them by what it is, by your services, by your products, and then getting accustomed to being more in a consultative mode. And what I've suggested to people is be interested, but not attached. Be interested, but not attached. You're not attached to the sale. You're not attached to find if they, you know, to push anything on them. It's not about that. It's about finding out what their greatest need is and being able to serve it by providing a product or service that you have. So just a different way to think about the sales process, but sometimes we've been so tuned or programmed to say sales are bad. Sales are not bad. It's just because people have used push sales and pushy techniques for years and years and years. You don't you it's outdated. That notion is completely outdated. It's so much more about serving people and about how you can help them. Again, just be interested but not attached to the sale, I mean, to the sale. So hopefully that has helped. And again, making sure that they're pre-qualified. They come through your lead generation, that you're also using your website to pre-qualify them. You're very clear. Again, we go through more of this in the 3-day intensive or in the self-study program, whichever one you have. Make sure you go through those and implement some of those strategies we talked about in there. The other question we have is, how do I get appointments when things slow down? Again, I can't emphasize this enough, and I kind of answered this before. In order to get a continuous flow of prospects through your pipeline, it should always be filled. And when you have a lead generation system, you're going to see that consistent flow. That's number one. Number two, you have to consistently market systematically and consistently. So it has to be on autopilot, programmed out there, that you're giving continuous value and you're attracting people also by your marketing messages. And when I say marketing messages, I don't mean always selling. Some people make the mistake on social media platforms to be selling. What I'm suggesting in your marketing is you're continuously adding value. Value, value, value. That gets, they're just little pieces and nuggets of information, especially on social media marketing. Now, if you have a robust social media marketing, it should be programmed out there. You should be engaging people in your content, whether that's with your articles or maybe just a quick tip. Maybe you have a coaching tip of the day. If you're an organizer, maybe you might want one little organizing tip. Now, a lot of people are afraid to give, core content from their programs, but it's because you put out really great information and give a lot of value, even in a short nugget, that you will attract people. So think about that as you systematize your marketing. I think we might have a few minutes. I'm going to open up the call for just a minute for anybody who might have any questions that I can answer. I know everybody goes silent at this point. If you have put your phone on mute, remember to unmute yourself first. But I'm going to open it up for anybody that has any questions, and I'll be able to get some water right now. So just ask your question, anybody who wants to pipe in. And it could also be about something that I've already said that you want me to expand on, answered any questions that I've already covered, but you want me to expand on some of what I said. Got a quiet group today.
Well, Lisa, I'll start. I haven't, this is Karen. I haven't, taken a course, and I'm assuming that we're all on this call of people who are going to be taking the course. So when you're covering this information, as far as the leveraging your business and the residual income and all those different things like that, are we basically taking whatever? So I'm a professional organizer and productivity coach. So am I basically taking one of my offerings, and then where are we starting with this? Because obviously I need, my script of whatever I'm teaching, and then am I breaking it down into making a tip or an e-zine, And then, you know, there's a lot more involved in that, you know, the distribution of the e-zine. Where do we start in this process of gaining our material and getting our material out there for our offerings?
Okay, now let me see if I understand your question. So you already have a product, is that it?
I do.
You do have a product. Okay, so now your question is breaking down that product and using some of it in your marketing? Is that
correct.
Your question?
Oh, so as you're saying with the lead, you know, you're doing the one free giveaway. So what do we break down first? Do we take the product and do we break down the lead item first?
Oh, okay, great, yeah.
Or do we write the article and then publish it into the e-zines and then take part of that article and put it in the lead? Where do we start with all this?
Okay, great question. Okay, you're kind of in the systematizing and monetizing piece, but let's say, okay, so you have a product already that you're going to sell. Is it a service or is it a product?
It's a workshop. So
it's
I have an email efficiency workshop, say.
Okay.
It's one of my workshops.
And
it's a webinar, and the webinars are coming up. I want to try to promote it. Of course, there's pain in email. Everybody's, you know, overwhelmed
right.
with it.
right.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So what you might want to do is you already have a workshop. So you're going to try to get people into your workshop, okay?
Right? Correct.
All right, so what you want to do is you might want to even take tips. And again, a lot of this is about repurposing. A lot of people think, oh, gee, I need to, you know, recreate the wheel. No, you don't. Reuse as much as you can because not everybody sees your messages. So you want to, if it feels like you're repeating yourself, it's new to them. It's just not new to you. So what you might want to do is you might want to take some of the content in your workshop, in some of your marketing messages. I don't know. What are? Give me one tip.
Well, we do Outlook tips.
Okay, great. What you might want to say is Outlook tip of the day, and then write what the tip is. You know, create a folder to XXX, you know, whatever that is. But just something really short, very, something somebody can get their hands around, okay? And then
you might even have a link.
Yeah, and you might even have a link, you know, for, you know, to your website registration.
Okay.
Now, the other piece that you can also do is use that same tip and then send them to a lead generation. You don't have your lead generation page up yet, though, right?
No.
Okay. So you wouldn't do that in this case because you haven't gone through that process yet. But what you could do in the interim is you could send them to your workshop, workshop page to register. Or maybe on your workshop page, is there something they can download?
No, but I mean, once again, this is, you know, anything can be created.
Okay, great. Now, let's say you create maybe what you do is in your ebook, you give them, you know, the top 10 tips to, you know, overcome the email overwhelm or something, you know, make it catchy, something they're going to want to download. The other piece you could also say is assess your email overload and create a different assessment that gets them to realize, to bring awareness just how overwhelmed they might be. And then maybe a few tips in that book to help relieve some of it, as well as information about your upcoming workshops. Now, when they download it, they get your name and email address, and you can consistently market to them. So now your credibility is coming across because in your ebook, you're also saying, you know, you have your bio in there. You want to make sure you have your bio in there. information about you, how they can get more information once they read it. And this might actually be the very first step that, you know, is just creating that awareness, or the very first step that you take with any client you work with that really kind of gets them thinking about, gee, you know, what is my current state that I'm in? You know, what's that very first step? Now, did I answer your question?
Yeah. Do you recommend using an assessment in a lead page?
In a lead generation page?
Yeah.
I was going to, before I asked you that question, I was going to tell you what I do.
We have assessment, but we don't have a lead generation page.
Okay. Because what you can do is, you know, I have one of my sites is called freebusinessplanformat.com. People say, wow, that's a long URL. Well, when people are getting their business started, they're putting in free business plan, usually, or a free business plan. In some cases, they put freebusinessplanformat.com right in the URL because people are pretty, you know, they're pretty savvy. They're saying, well, you know, maybe if there's a URL, I'm going to go right to the URL. And when they get there, they're going to talk about how important a business plan is, but more importantly, how important it is to take a systems approach and what a systems approach means and how people are taking, you know, and if you want my ebook, and I put all my qualifiers on there, and if you want the ebook, Get Ready, Get Set, Go, 3 Steps to Jumpstart Your Startup, download. In the download, I talk all about starting a business and kind of assessing, is starting a business what I really want to do? Am I ready to start my business? And that's the first assessment that they get to. So it helps them because they're probably at that point they're saying, I've got to start a business, but I don't know the first thing to do. And that kind of gets them thinking about their own situation. Where am I? Am I ready for this? And then, of course, through the process, I give them great content and then ways to follow up. Now, through that, that means they're already in my lead generation. So now we've just shook hands, and they can determine, hey, is this the right person I want to work with to really jumpstart my business? And then, of course, they automatically get on to the e-zine, so then they can see the other events that I have and other free calls that they can tap into. And that, at that point, they're getting, you know, they're getting several messages over a period of a couple of days from me that says, hey, by the way, check out our Knowledge Center or free stuff on my website because I've got all this free stuff right here. And so they can tap into other things on my website that are also free that, again, give them great value, and then they can tap into. Does that help?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
You're welcome. We've got a time for one other quick question. Anybody want to take it? No? Everybody's so quiet. Well, this is your time again. Remember, as you work through any self-study programs that you have, the Q&A calls are for you to ask any questions. It's helpful. I don't always have time at the end of them to ask any ad hoc questions that you might have, so please feel free to email them first. If you can come onto the call live so I can just interact with you, that's even better, because if you have that question, somebody else does too. I guarantee you, no question is silly, and that's what these calls are for. I just want to remind everybody that the high content call, or the business accelerator calls, the next one is scheduled for February 14th, again, at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And those calls, we go over a topic from the Entrepreneurial Edge System. We go a little bit deeper into them. You can catch any past ones also in the Success Circle. So those are available to you. So with that, I want to thank everybody for coming on the call today, and I look forward to seeing you at the 3-day. If you're not yet registered, remember, just listen to the training call, Double Your Income, Making 2012 Your Best Year Ever. We discuss everything about that, and you can get more, You can get that link on the accelerateassociates.com site under events. You can still get to it that way. You can also get to it by the shortened link, which is http://bit. I think it's bit.ly.com, B as in boy, ITLY.com/2012best year ever. It's bit.ly.com/2012best year ever, and you can register for the double your income making 2012 your best year ever if you're not yet registered for the 3-day, and you can get more information about that there. And I think that's it. I think we've covered everything. Again, I want to thank you for coming on the Success Circle Q&A call. And until next time, create a great life. Bye, guys.
Thanks, Lisa.
You're welcome.